Good morning and welcome, Josh Groban, to Warm 106.9.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great having you. I wish we had nicer weather to welcome you to Western
Washington. Well, I came in yesterday and it was just the most beautiful day that I could have possibly imagined yesterday. And this is a little gloomy, but that's, you know, to be expected here a little bit. I actually like this weather. I think this weather is very... you know, very kind of creative and, you know, gloomy, which is nice.
Creative. Yeah. Well, I suppose in that sense. Now, you're from Los Angeles, right? Born and bred, raised there. You live there now.
That's right.
So you're used to much sunnier weather. And
yeah, I can't complain.
Probably much warmer weather this time of the
That's
year,
right.
too. Do you have another house somewhere? Do you...
No, you know, but I, you know, as I get to travel this this great country, you know, every time I visit a city, and you know, I feel like it becomes kind of a home away from home. You know, I'm always looking at real estate possibilities. So, you know, in the near future, maybe I'll pick up a place somewhere.
Yeah, this is a great place to live.
It is a great city.
Oh,
I always love playing Seattle, and the fans here are fantastic. And every time I come here, it's just such a great, wonderful city.
Mm-hmm. We have, honestly, there's so much going on here, too. And people know you mostly through your music, obviously. That's why they come to your concerts. And they just, you have such a loyal fan base that is ever-growing, and people want to know more about you personally all the time. What do you do when you're not doing career things? What do you like to do when you can get away from it all? What do you like to do?
I feel very fortunate that I'm able to do for a living what I would love to do, even if it was just a hobby. So, I mean, that said, I mean, it's you know, when I was going to school, and I was going to elementary school, high school, I would come home and I would play the piano. I'd write music. I would sing. I would, you know, I was always kind of immersed in music. So the idea that people pay me to do it for a living, it really is just the most exciting thing in the world. I have to kind of find ways to wind down. I have to kind of get myself out of that bubble whenever I can. So when I have off time, like right now, we just finished a huge tour in 07 where we just were able to travel the world and have the greatest time. But now that I'm off, I'm trying to, you know, get into a good book or, you know, get to know my dog again. And just hang out with my friends. I think everybody asks kind of, what do you do in your downtime? I mean, for me, really, it's the simplest things that make me feel the most recharged. If I can just, you know, get a group of friends together and go out to dinner and see a movie or something, that's something I don't get to do a lot of. So it's actually quite a luxury when I have the time to fit that in.
Now, you're very recognized, of course, around the world. And I'm sure you have less and less privacy in that. When you do go out, people are pointing, they're whispering, you can
especially
see.
Especially since I'm a nudist, so it doesn't help things.
Exactly. Now, I've had some fans email and wonder if there are any more at home like you. Are there any more Grobans that are on the horizon that might...
I'm the only nudist in the family.
Oh, is that right?
As far as just being musical, or no, I'm the only singer in the family, really. I mean, both my parents will say that... There are great singers on both sides of the family tree, way, way far back. I have not found who they are yet, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both very musical. My parents were great in that. My brother and I, growing up in Los Angeles, you know, you have the opportunity in a city like Los Angeles, just as you do here in Seattle, where, you know, you can see one type of thing, or you can see 100 different things depending on what you're exposed, you know,
sure.
to. So. My parents took us to everything, and I just kind of would walk out of every venue feeling like, oh man, the arts are where it's at. You know, this is how I really want to connect to people. So, it didn't hurt to have that bug, but at the same time, they weren't pushy or stage parents or anything like that.
That's great.
Yeah.
Which
I have to say was a big help. I mean, the fact that I discovered it on my own, the fact that I had the passion for it and wanted to do it, kind of discovering it at my own pace really made the difference, I think.
And by the same token, they didn't discourage you from it either, did they?
No, not at all. I mean, they're realists. I mean, they definitely were of the mindset that, you know, it's important to have, you know, other backup plans and other goals, you know, and of course have a good education. But at the same time, no, they never tried to squash, you know, the dreams either, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was the right balance of kind of, you know, of the two things.
That's great. That is terrific. That's what I think probably is what keeps you out of the tabloids. I mean, you sound like a man with both feet on the ground.
And I try to be. I mean, it's, you meet all sorts of different people in this business, and you know, you have different opportunities, I think, as you go along in the business, to kind of take one path or another path. And certainly in LA, the kind of the paparazzi culture, that kind of thing is all over the place. And I've tried to make choices where it's been within my control to kind of stay away from that thing and to kind of keep it about what's most important to me.
Very important. Josh Groban's with us here at Warm 106.9 and online at warm1069.com. And it's a real treat to have you here. It really is exciting.
Thanks for having me. Great to be here.
We're delightful to have you here, Josh. I think it's been 5 years since you've been here.
That's about right, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was February. You were on with Daryl Summers and Midday Show. You were a huge hit on Ally McBeal. Any plans to see you on the silver screen or the little screen anytime soon?
Yeah, I'd love it. I mean, fortunately and unfortunately, you know, being on the road and just recording kind of nonstop since we saw you guys last, you know, the music has kind of taken over, you know, 100%, and which I'm so happy about. And it's funny that a show like Ally McBeal is what got my music career started. But I'd love to go back and do more TV. I'd love to do some film, and I'm always reading scripts, and I'm always, you know, meeting with directors and things like that. It just has to be the right thing at the right time, and hopefully, you know, at the end of this process, I'll have the time to do that.
Well, that'd be terrific. Well, tell us about Awake.
This is a DVD that just came out a few weeks ago, and it's one that I'm just exceedingly proud of. It's a really great documentation of kind of the incredible year that we had touring with this show. I really felt that the live concert represented the songs on the CD better than the CD did. And so the idea of getting out there and kind of showing what our vision was for the CD live every night was really exciting for all of us. The fans couldn't have been greater. This night couldn't have been greater. The one that we taped on this DVD, it was in Salt Lake City, where the fans have always been incredible. And the incredible Hamish Hamilton, anybody who's watched any of the U2 live music videos, you know, Peter Gabriel, he's done so many amazing, you know, rock DVDs. We thought, how cool would it be to bring someone with his kind of energy into our world and just see what he does? And so he really took on the project and kind of gave it his own flair. And the thing I like about him is he really tries to make the live DVD not so much of a 2D experience. He tries to make you feel like you're there. And I felt like there was such a great connection with me and my fans during this year that I wanted a DVD that really represented that feeling. So, and the backstage footage is hilarious. And there's also a CD that has some songs on there too.
Well, that's great that you're completely happy with it, because I think that means a lot to fans.
Well, sure. I mean, the nice thing is that my label has never pushed me to release things that I haven't, you know, put my stamp on. So, you know, I always, you know, especially with a live DVD, it's different than the studio process where you have a lot of time to just, you know, tweak it and make it right.
Sure.
You know, we had one night to tape this, so it was, wow. You know, the pressure was on. But I think that most of the work as far as making this the way that we wanted it was done the night of the show, because we were just so happy with that one performance.
Not too many people know the name David Foster. He's a real behind-the-scenes guy. Yeah. We play his Carol of the Bells when we do our Christmas programming,
sure.
But that's about all we do with David Foster. But he has been, gosh, such an engine behind the scenes for so many people.
And, oh, yeah.
And 10 years ago, you were... 17-year-old kid?
I can't believe it's been 10 years.
Yeah.
He's one of those names. He's one of those people that has inspired and influenced so many careers. But, you know, like I said, when I had the opportunity to meet him, I didn't know who he was, and I didn't read liner notes on CDs, so I didn't realize he'd won 14 Grammys and, you know, helped the careers of Mariah Carey and Barbara Streisand and all these different people. So, I was completely blown away just getting to know him as a friend, and then secondly, you know, seeing him work behind the board in a studio. He really is a luxury for any singer to work with, because he just gets singing. You know, I think one of the main stamps of David Foster's work is just you'll hear the greatest pop vocals, you know, out there, and especially in this day and age where, you know, everything you hear now has to be squeezed into oblivion, you know, vocally in order to you know, get any kind of attention. You know, he's one of those few people out there who's not afraid to let people really just sing their heart out. And so, you know, he and I were a good fit from the beginning, and we've done some exploring, you know, in different worlds, you know, away from each other, you know, a few times in the last 5 or 6 years, but we always come back and do great work together, and he's a good guy.
How did you get hooked up with him?
I was introduced to him by a voice coach that I was working with in Los Angeles, and David is always kind of, you know, lending his talents to different events around the country, and is always in need of singers, you know, and most of the time it's just a one-off, you know, he's just looking for somebody to fill the night, and I was 17, and I sent him a tape from my voice coach's studio, and he said, yeah, you're pretty good, you know, come on in, and we'll do this, it was the beginning of something I could have never expected, but it was a fun night. I mean, the thing that it was for the governor of governor of California's inauguration 10 years ago, and Governor Davis, and it was my first time singing with an orchestra, and my dad was there, and it was just a really great night.
That's right. That was the governor who got recalled. Somebody might have thought that would be a bad omen.
I've stuck around.
Yeah, looking back at that. We're talking to Josh Groban this morning here at Warren 106.9. And Josh, we're going to see if we can work out some of the bugs and whatever it was we got started here.
I literally just stepped through the door.
I know.
Are we on the air? Is this it?
Exactly. So, yeah. That's right.
So we're going to see if we can figure this thing out for you.
Yeah, we will. And we'll take a little break here. We're going to check in with Gina and get a Warren 106.9 Stress Saver traffic update. 8:17, good morning from Warren 106.9. Tom McCarthy here with Josh Groban. And Josh, I've gotten many emails from many Grobanites from all around the world, from Carrie Ann listening in Berlin right now. She took the day off from work.
Oh, so, right on.
So yeah. Also, let's see, Alexandra from West Des Moines. She said, anything about summer touring?
It's dinner time in Berlin. That's
right,
a cop-out.
Yeah.
She didn't take time off from work. She's having dinner right now. Sorry, what was the question?
Summer touring? Anything?
Summer touring.
Or are you just taking off?
I think that, we did a summer tour last year, and I'm going to take the summer to make some new music. I think the fans there, and I had a great time on tour, and this DVD is kind of a closing of the chapter of that time period, and this single is kind of the last thing we're going to do from this CD. And I'm very inspired to go into the studio and just start working on new stuff.
Mm-hmm. As far as composing, Vicky wants to know where you get your inspiration.
It's hard to say because I at the end of every musical process, I feel like, okay, I'm spent. That's the most I can possibly do right now. I've done it. And then, a year down the road, you can't wait to get the ideas that you've had in your head for the whole year, out and recorded. So I've had a lot of ideas. I mean, this tour has been one that has been not only so fun to do live, but I've had a lot of amazing time writing on the bus and just on my days off doing a lot of, homework for the next process. So I'm just ready to get some of it down on tape.
That's great. Don't lose the muse, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But, different things inspire me. I mean, a lot of times I'll start with the words. I'll write in a journal. I'll write about experiences that happen on the road or just kind of reminisce on things that have happened in my life. And a lot of times just writing those words will give me inspiration for the melody that should follow.
That's great. Michelle wants to know, of all the lessons your mom and dad taught you while you were growing up, which do you carry? What has mattered the most?
Well, my parents are the most humble, down-to-earth people, and they're so smart and just kind of, and 2 days ago was Father's Day, and my dad, I admire so greatly. He's somebody who did everything, everything the right way and took the not so easy route for the longer goal. And so I just try to keep my head down. I try not to, it's important, I think, to have parents that are that grounded, especially in this kind of a business when, it's very easy to kind of lose your head, and it's easy to kind of get trapped into things that may seem a little easy at the moment, but really don't turn out to be. So I basically, the greatest thing I've learned from them is just to try to remain a humble human being and work as hard as humanly possible.
That's great, Josh. I think your parents kind of set your course in life, like a tiller on a ship.
Well, they're my sounding board. I mean, I run a lot of things by them, and my dad is very much the business guy. My mom is very emotional, so between the two of them, I get a good, good balance.
Josh, we're going to let you tune up the vocal cords. We're going to take a little break here,
okay.
And we're going to hear Awake, aren't we?
Yeah, let's do it.
Fabulous. I love it. Josh Groban coming up here at 20 after 8 from Warren 106.9. Good morning. It's 23 minutes after 8 now from Warren 106.9, 8:23, and we're delighted to have Josh Groban in the studio with us, and appreciate you being in here, Josh. And we're about to hear the title cut from his brand new CD and DVD, Awake. Josh Groban.
A beautiful and blind morning, the world outside begins to breathe. See clouds arise. about each other. So keep me awake.
Magnificent. Josh Groban from Warren 106.9 Awake. Boy, that was great, Josh.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, I'm glad we could get the keyboard bugs worked out. That was
nice little synth you got going on here. Sounds like the one I have in my room.
Oh man, you got such a great range in your voice. You can hit the highs, you can hit the lows. I know it's hard to peg you. You know, you're not a tenor, you're not a baritone. You're
at I'll tell you, at 7-8 in the morning, the lows are just beautiful.
Yes, aren't they though?
Where the highs 8 at night is better for those.
Do you notice though that whether you have something hot or cold, how that makes a difference?
I think singers have all sorts of different kind of quirks and tricks about what they like to eat or drink before singing. I'm pretty easy. I mean, generally I'll just have some room temperature water or whatever this early in the morning. That's some funny tea, you know, never hurts.
So do DJs.
Yeah, well, there you go. See, actually, I don't know how you do it, because talking, for me, if I talk and talk and talk, I'll lose my voice quicker than if I sing. If I had to talk straight for the 2 hours I was doing this concert, I would probably get hoarse quicker than if I had to sing, but that's just different techniques.
Probably so. Where do you see yourself in 10 years? I mean, this has been a fabulous 10 years.
I can't believe that this 10 years has actually gone by as quickly as it has, and I can't believe I'm still here, quite frankly. I think that any fear of any new artist is when you do your first album is just, will I be around, you know, for the second one and the third one. The idea that now I'm working on my fifth album in 10 years, I mean, it's just, I couldn't be happier. I mean, I've accomplished everything that I've wanted to accomplish in the last 10 years, but I have so many, you know, lofty goals for the next 10. So I think musically I'd like to keep expanding and keep exploring. I'm really excited about bringing some new ideas and new collaborators to the next project. And I'd like to do some more acting. You know, I'd love to do some theater. You know, theater is what I've kind of grew up wanting to do. I had a great time in London doing chess at Royal Albert Hall in London. And, you know, we'll see. I mean, if there's one thing I've learned is to expect the unexpected. And I think that if I can just kind of embrace the nice surprises and also the not-so-nice ones, you know, with the right kind of maturity, hopefully we'll get through it.
Oh, you will. You will. Just keep your feet on the ground, Josh.
I'll try.
And I'm sure you will. I know you will, because you've had a good start in life. And, it's a major reason why your fans love you so much, is because you are so well-grounded, and you have humility, and you have such enormous talent. And you're a great guy. You're here to stay.
Thank you.
Yeah. And you're welcome.
I am here to stay. Warm has actually hired me to be your counterpart. So we'll be seeing each other every morning.
Oh, that'd be fabulous.
Yes, absolutely.
The Tom and the Josh and Tom show.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Well, you know, you have been.
You put my name first, by the way.
That's right. That's right. Smart thing.
We're not going to have the whole Simon and Garfunkel fight.
Yeah, that's right. Who's first? You've been on The Tonight Show. You've been on Oprah. You've been on everybody's TV show. You've sung for presidents. You've been at the Super Bowl. It's like, You know, and here you've reached the pinnacle of your career. You're back to warm 106.9.
That's right. And so next 10 years, I'm moving to South Beach, Florida. I've already bought a jumpsuit. I'm ready to pack it in, I think.
Oh, Josh, listen, have a wonderful career. And as I said, you're welcome back here anytime.
Thanks so much for having me. Thanks for the continued support on the station. It's just been, you know, it's always great to come back to the places that were there for you in the beginning. And I can't thank you enough. So we'll see you soon.
Thank you, man. You can't leave without signing a bunch of autographs for fans.
You got it.
Okay, Josh Groban, thank you. It's 8:31 at Warm 106.9.